The House will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by Representative Dolchak of Ringgold. Following the prayer, the pledge will be led by Abe Dieleman, a page from Garwin.
Would you please join me in assuming an attitude of prayer? Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful day. 70 degrees or better. My goodness. It assures us that new life and spring is just a blink away. Dear Lord, we ask this day that you be with our president, vice president, grant them a protection and wisdom. Also the members of Congress, our governor, our military personnel defending our freedoms. Those of us in the chamber and those who are not able to be with us this morning for our opening prayer. We thank you for the blessings of yesterday. It was enjoyable to witness the decorum and respect that was displayed on the chamber. It was also a testament to good committee work that will benefit the people of Iowa. As we continue to pass legislation this session, may it serve to honor your kingdom. Dear Lord, as we've worked our way through this pandemic, there have been many ideas, concerns about different ways to approach the pandemic. Dear Lord, most of all, it has helped teach us respect. That is my hope. I'd like to thank, at the end of the day yesterday, for Representative Wessel Cashel, who reminded us that there have been lives lost and there has been suffering. I was thankful for the moment of silence in that respect. Dear Lord, open our eyes that we may see, and open our ears that we may hear, the glorious power of the saving grace offered by the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice
The House will give attention to the correction of the journal. The journal stands approved. Introduction of bills.
House File 815 by Committee on State Government, a bill for an act relating to the executive orders of the President of the United States.
First reading of the bill is now ready for committee amendment. Place on counter.
Senate File 482 by Committee on Agriculture, a bill for an act relating to the application of pesticides, including the providing for the certification of applicators and certain actions to be taken by the Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship against private applicators, providing penalties.
First reading of the bill is now ready for committee amendment. Passed on file.
Senate File 494 by Committee on Labor and Business Relations, bill for an act relating to the barber apprenticeship program.
First reading of the bill is now ready for committee amendment. Referred to the Committee on Ways and Means.
Senate File 548 by Committee on Transportation, a bill for an act relating to the regulation of advertising devices near certain highways.
First reading of the bill is now ready for committee amendment and passed on file. Are there announcements to come before the body? The chair recognizes the gentleman from Cherokee, Representative Bush. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Am I in order for an announcement?
You are in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Today you will receive a bag of popcorn on your desk courtesy of the Iowa Rivers Revival. IRR works with Iowans to restore and protect our rivers for all to enjoy. They are a leader in river education and advocacy and are committed to protecting some of our most important natural resources. On behalf of IRR, enjoy your snack.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Polk, Representative Gabo. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Mr. Speaker, am I in order for an introduction?
You are in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Today I have the pleasure of welcoming Nate Evans of Ankeny. Mr. Evans has been teaching 15 years and is currently teaching at Parkview Middle School. Last spring, when schools were closed and students sent home, Mr. Evans realized a barrier to learning with where students had room to do schoolwork. Determined to be part of the solution, Mr. Evans invested nearly $1,000 of his own money to build desks for Ankeny students, and he didn't stop there. He and his team have built over 1,400 desks for students across the state, and their goal is 2,020 desks by the end of May. You can follow his work on his Facebook page, Woodworking with a Purpose. And from one teacher to another, Mr. Evans, thank you for your selfless service to our state and our community, and please stand and be recognized.
The chair recognizes the lady from Polk, Representative Confers.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Democrats will caucus immediately following the Ways and Means Committee's adjournment in the Miller Building. Thank you.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Van Schittel.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Republicans will caucus at noon in the Law Library. And if there's no further business to come before the House at this time, I move the House recess until 1 p.m.
Is there any other business to come before the House? Seeing no other business, you've all heard the motion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The House is recessed.